truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dutchie, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is indeed the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we are thrilled to be with you. We come to you every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that's in the Central Time Zone. Annie is flying co-pilot just in case the voice goes south. And fortunately, we have a guest who's very knowledgeable, very articulate, and he's making my job easy tonight, and I can't thank him enough for that. I want to talk about a new sponsor we're bringing on, and I'm going to talk more about this product in the third hour. It's Bob Griswold. He owns a company called Ready Made Resources, and he's selling Mountain House Foods. And after our top of the hour break in the third hour, we'll be telling you exactly how to get a hold of this. But I just wanted to give you a heads up because we live in really dire times. There is going to come a time, if you heard Steve talk about it, the ships aren't moving, shelves are starting to become empty. The BDI index, what they call the Baltic Dry Index, is down to the lowest ever, and it's gone down something now like 56 of the last 60 days. That means the product is not being shipped. And if you don't have your food, you better get your food, and you're going to want to come back after the top of the second hour, third hour, I should say, and I'll tell you how to get your food supply from readymaderesources.com. And also, we're going to be talking about the fact that you need to be able to protect those resources. And what I mean by protect those resources, well, you better be able to see who your prey is, and I'm going to be talking to you about night vision after the top of the third hour break. So you want to stay tuned on that. I'll tell you more about Bob's products at readymaderesources.com. Our special guest, as you know, is Steve Quayle, who's got a doctorate in what I call New World Orderology, and he's telling you what's coming, folks. Steve, let me just ask you for a matter of chronology. I've always maintained that the American people now are really war-weary, and as soon as they get over the being PO'd, if you will, over the death of the woman from Prescott, Arizona, and that emotion subsides, that they're going to say, no, we're not going to spend 3 years going after ISIS when that job should be over in 3 days, and more people will figure out ISIS is a CIA creation. And America is going to put the brakes on, and they're going to say, hell no, we're not going to support you, Mr. Obama. He's got to put us into martial law to accomplish his goal of getting us into the Third World War. Do you happen to agree with that? What's your view of that, Steve?
Well, sure, and I think it's going to be COG, Continuity of Government, and Magog, okay? People talk about Gog and Magog, Ezekiel, what, 37 and 38, or 38 and 39, forgive me, but it basically, COG is the acronym for Continuity of Government. And it's fascinating to me, and this is what really is astonishing, as we watch our government, we're the ones pushing for sanctions on Russia. That's about the dumbest ass thing you can do, okay? I could give 100 reasons. I'll give 3 right now. Well, we disarm. Russia has never left the armament field. Some of their weaponry is so sophisticated. Now, look, I know a lot of stuff I don't talk about in the ultra-black world. The ultra-black world is things that people just dismiss as science fiction. But what I'm trying to say is this. When you have the Donald Cook, one of our state-of-the-art Aegis missile cruisers in the Black Sea, being rendered completely inoperative by a MiG-25 flying over it with some kind of an electronic weapon system, and when you can basically bring a billion-dollar ship to its knees and a thing has to be pretty much towed into port, then you've got to ask yourself what other of our fire control systems are in problems. First of all, the treason has always originated from Pennsylvania Avenue. When Bill Clinton gave Loral Satellite the ability and then gave the Chinese government the entire U.S. patent library, including the secret patents, I don't think people understand the degree of treachery. Look up Loral, L-O-R-A-L, Satellite. And you just, if you remember, Dave, that was a big deal. But I want to answer a question of a reader, and then I want to go to the word of the Lord. And now, look, I want to make something clear. If God can use a donkey to get the attention of a prophet, meaning Balaam, he can certainly use me to get the attention of a nation. And I say that to the glory of God. The only thing I can say is, Lord, help me to do what you've called me to do, because lives literally hang in the balance. People can, they can joke. I'm not a joker. You know, I'm not the kind of guy you invite to your party and want to make small talk. I mean, I can't barely go out to dinner with any friends, you know, and I have very few of those because my wife ends up kicking me so much, I have to show up with greaves on. That's what the armor, the armor, your shin protectors. So the point is that there's no time to coddle, to play games, okay? But here's a lady who, Lucille, wants to answer a question. You started to say something about the shutdown and warnings made yesterday concerning military and that an ultimatum was given RE Israel. Could you finish what you're going to say? I thought I did. Israel let it be known to all the powers that be, to Iran, to Hezbollah, to every Middle East nation, that should a missile attack on their nation take place, then it's Katie bar the Gore. There will be no restraint, none. If you want to know Israel's capabilities, look up the Samson option. Obviously, they are very skilled. And you know what? Somebody says, well, you just a Jew lover. I want to deal with that. I'm a God lover. Whoever loves Jesus, I don't care if they're Greek, Gentile, I don't care. They are my brethren. And I understand who controls the world of finance. Paul even spoke to them, Jews who say they are Jews and are not. I have a guy that every time I used to speak about this, he'd want to basically blow my brains out because he can't even name the name of Jesus. He said it's forbidden. Well, look, the bottom line is that the Middle East is going to have its comeuppance. Zechariah 12, everybody, whether you love God, whether you hate God, whether you don't know God, if you just want to read something in the Bible, go to Zechariah 12. Zechariah 12 basically says, though all the nations of the earth be gathered against thee, even the United States now has let it be known through diplomatic channels that we will not come to Israel's aid. So I hope you understand, Lucille, what I'm saying. At the sign of any type of rocket attack, Israel will do what is ever necessary. And they know that they've been sold out. Can you imagine, Dave, can you imagine what it would be like if the Israelis sent a whole bunch of people here to try and overthrow the election with Obama? Well, that would have been amazing. Somebody said they wouldn't have to, Steve. They all voted for him out of New York. Well, it's fascinating to me that people worship the chains that enslave them. So I hope I finish that. Now, Dave, let me go to a 1992 prophetic word. I get these every so often, meaning 3-4 years, 3 years apart sometimes, 2 years apart. And the last one I had was called Three Yellow Sheets in May 2014. But I'm going to take everyone back to 1992. And this is on my website. Look, no man could make this statement unless God gave him a window into the future. Who did it? God. Is it because I have any quality or value in my life? Absolutely none, except I'm willing to do one thing, and that's to declare what he told me. That's what he called me to do, and that's what I'm doing. The government of your land worships at the altar of Mammon. The evil they do is an affront to my righteousness, an attack upon my throne, and now hear their judgment. Now listen to this, Dave. This is in 1992, okay? 1992. The evil they do is an affront to my righteousness, an attack upon my throne, and now hear their judgment. In one day, I will bring down their financial system. The entire world will stand in awe. The politicians will run to and fro, unable to do anything to stop the onslaught of my judgment. Your country, here it is, will come to a virtual standstill. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no trucks will run. As food runs out, millions will flee the cities as drought and famine begin to take hold. Excuse me, total chaos will ensue. Panic will break forth and will be much death and sorrow. As those who fall in the city die, plague will break forth and pestilences will follow. Millions will wander your highways and byways, searching for food, just to continue living. The wild beasts and the tribes of men will pursue and attack and take away even that little which those fleeing possess. And see, this is like heartbreaking stuff. Can I say something? I so don't want to do what I've done for the past 25 years. What do you do, Dave? Have you ever thought about what Dave Hodges, this is a rhetorical question, what your final words would be if you only had one 3-hour show to say everything? Mine's simple. Repent, come to Jesus Christ, confess your sin, call on the name of the Lord, ask him to absolutely create you a new cause you to become a new creation, and absolutely trust in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Nobody could know that statement. It wasn't a sitting down and casting lots. It was a living God. People say, well, God doesn't speak to people. I've had fights with rabbis over that. I said, I'm sure glad Moses didn't listen to you. I'm sure glad Joseph didn't listen to you. And I'm really glad Abraham didn't listen to you, or you wouldn't even be here arguing with me over that point. You see, the point is this, is that Jesus, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy, I know our time is running out. Dave, I ask you tonight, I ask every single person tonight, I'd pose the same question to Alex, I'd pose the same question to any talk show host. What will you say if this moment you are addressing anybody on talk radio that you knew you only had hours? Because last night, I did not post the alerts I was getting. I was asked not to. And I actually, I'm glad I didn't, just simply because I'm trying to be obedient. But the point is that we're nothing simmered down, Dave, since last night. Nothing has simmered down. We're at a war footing. Everybody's clapping their hands a couple days ago about the Minsk agreement. And if you go on the London Daily Mail, you'll find out that all hell's broken loose in the Ukraine.
Right.
Again.
Well, Steve, I want to address that question that you just asked. What would I say?
Okay.
I think it's a great question to put to every host that you talk to publicly. And I'm going to have to think on my feet here, but I'm pretty consistent in my message from day to day. And my message is this, is that not all of us are going to survive. In fact, most of us are not going to survive with what's coming. Some of us will survive. And some of you will survive because of the grace of God and the light that he shines upon you, but also because you have the common sense to go out and prepare and take the necessary steps to get through what's coming because you paid attention and heeded the warnings and acted upon them. And that time for you to do those two things was yesterday. You need to start now. That would be my message, Steve. But I'd also conclude it by saying you need to get right with God. Whether you survive or not is not the most important question. It's where you end up.
Absolutely, and a great answer. I don't know, and I don't. This is a question I ask myself. And so I have to take the position that there are people I'm talking to tonight that literally the Spirit of the Living God may be quickening. And I'm here to tell you, I think God saves completely people that would have nothing to do with people like me. And you know what the greatest joy in my life is, Dave, at 63, is seeing people coming back to Jesus that have been burned out, that have been hurt, that are broken in body, broken in mind, broken, having no hope in the world. But in hope is in the Lord. And that's what I'm grateful you said that. Because again, look, there comes a time when everything spoken in the past comes to a culmination. We're at a nexus where it's coming. It doesn't matter whether people believe in Bible prophecy or not. I it doesn't matter if people want to argue with me and say, I don't believe God spoke to you. Well, I'm sorry. The man with the experience doesn't have to defend himself against the man with the argument. I want to read this because this is given to me on May 17th, okay? And I want to read this because it's so overwhelming. And it's called The Prophecy, Three Yellow Sheets. The Lord typically wakes me up in the wee hours of the morning if I'm not already up, blurry-eyed and posting. And I apologize. Some guy took me to task tonight because my commas and my exclamation points weren't in correct order. I pray he understands that the kingdom of God isn't in punctuation and exclamation marks. That's just a little aside. This is given to me on the early morning hours upon waking, May 17, 2014. To the daughter of Babylon, the great whore who sits on many waters, my fury and my wrath is about to be unleashed upon your land and the high priests and priestesses who have brought destruction upon your country. You have been sold into slavery, and you shall not remember the freedoms of yesteryear as my hand of blessing and protection is lifted. Like a termite-eaten foundation crumbles, so have your freedoms and blessings been chewed away by the unrelenting appetite and greed of those you voted for, who have declared their hatred and contempt for all that is just and pure. O nation poised for destruction, you have broken the covenant of life that I made with your forefathers and whom I blessed with a nation unlike any other in history of the world. The penalty for idolatry has always been destruction, as the fallen ones and their followers can only produce death. The great blood feast of the evil one is fully underway, and soon everything that has been a blessing will turn upon you in an instant and become a curse. Your sweet water will turn bitter, and where they were once a source of refreshing, they will turn sour and disappear. The bounty of your fruited plains will turn to dust as starvation takes hold. All the medical advances that once prolonged life and cured those diseases long ago will be released by he who only comes to kill, rob, and destroy, and those who willingly yield themselves to eternal damnation. To my people, now listen to this, Dave, to my people who sit silently, compromising with the powers of hell, do you not, this one really gets to me, do you not know your silence is acquiescence to your own slaughter? Let me say that again. To my people, so this is God, I would say that means Christians, who sit silently compromising with the powers of hell, do you not know your silence is acquisition to your own slaughter? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. As you fail to declare my word and stand for my righteousness, you surrender to those who will destroy you, abandoned by the prince of hell who has deceived you. Friendship with this world is enmity with the living God. Peace at any price is a lie. Compromise is destroying both of your is destroying you both of your earthly blessings and will keep you from the eternal reward, that I promise you in my word. Now I will speak to the graven images you have set up and allowed in your land, whether Egyptian, Babylonian, or Greek idols. I will smite the land of idols with great quakes, which will alter life as you have known it. The statue of the evil ones in the center of your country will bow down before me, even as the statue of Dagon did before my holy ark in the Philistine temple. As the earth opens its mouth, I will bring down the vanity and lying lips along with the pomp and splendor of your highest officials who worship the father of their lies. You want to see what God thinks of lies? Their secret oaths and ceremonies along with their covenants with the prince of hell, who I will make known and judge. The burnt offerings of my little ones who are thrown in the arms of Molech will I avenge, for their unquenchable desire for blood will soon be met with the very blood of those who slaughtered the innocents and then burned their little bodies in an act of underworld worship. Repent, fasten the power of my might, infused with the power of my Holy Spirit and the authority that I've given you. The only reason that evil triumphs is because my people fail to stand against it in my name. Let not sin have dominion over you, for I have given you the victory if you will but appropriate it by the faith and power of the blood of the Lamb. Now, do you think that's a pretty specific word?
I think it's speaking specifically to the people that want to sit on the fence today.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing because I've learned something. Everybody can go, and I want to share something. I will not, and I want to make this clear, and thanks for letting me say it on your show, I will not answer any anonymous emails. I will no longer answer any emails with people that use, like, dumb names. Like, my favorite is God's Sword or Angels, a Friend of Angels. I will not answer any of those, none whatsoever. So I'm sorry you're wasting your time. I get 400 to 500 emails. I cannot counsel. I'm not a counselor. I want to say this. Go, if you are fighting demons and demonic powers, go on Derek Prince, D-E-R-E-K, prince.org. Go on YouTube. Watch Derek Prince videos on breaking curses. Start to get the Bible into you. The more Bible you get into you, Derek Prince, in my opinion, was one of the finest teachers, godly man, graduate of Oxford, spoke Greek, Latin, Hebrew. He taught me the Bible. I'm eternally grateful, and I've gotten email after email after email, Dave, of people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's working. Well, of course it's working. God's word will not return to him void. And so this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at with you, and I want to thank you, Dave, because as I'm going to announce, I'm going to talk to probably George Norrie. I'm going to talk to Alex and the shows that have wanted me on. I'm going to do one more show with them on current events. I'll always do shows on the things that the Lord is leading me into, which brings me to the book Little Creatures. If I told you, Dave Hodges, tonight that people send me emails that are so terrorized, these are Christian people having experiences with everything from gnomes and fairies and incubus and succubus and genies and you name it, all of those things are coming to pass. Most people don't know this. Robert Louis Stevenson, what book did Robert Louis Stevenson write immediately? What's one of the most famous books Robert Louis Stevenson wrote?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Treasure Island, but most people don't realize that he also wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Do you know that Robert Louis Stevenson said that he owed it to a fairy, a literal fairy, that showed up and gave him the plot line? Did you know that? I didn't know that until I started researching this. And so what's amazing, let me tell you, I found one of the most amazing things, and because people who are raised in different cultures, the Hawaiians have them in Huni.
I'm sorry, we've got about 20 seconds till we go to break, so why don't we hold till we come back, and we'll jump in to your newest book, Little People, and talk about virtually the gates of hell are about ready to open up, people, and Steve will explain the meaning of that phrase and how it shows up in his book, and more importantly, how you can get his book. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to come back as soon as you listen to these important messages from our sponsors.
People have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures: Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can really hear you in the thickening fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and before we rejoin Steve, I've got an important message from Katie at FamilyEssentialShop.com. As you know, essential oils have a very rich history helping people live healthier lives since the days of the Bible and even before. Big Pharma and the modern healthcare system only treat the symptoms. As we know, they burn it out, cut it out, and poison it. And essential oils take a gentle approach. They treat the whole person. They help the mind. They help your spirituality because they calm your soul. It helps your immune system. They help you live a longer life. Essential oils are the protective mechanism of the plant, and they work on the human body much the same way by protecting us from bacteria, viruses, and parasites. Get out of the system. Get away from Big Pharma. Create your own home medicine cabinet. Learn to take your health into your own hands. The human body is a healing machine. Give it the support and the tools that it knows how to use. Visit Katie at FamilyEssentialShop.com. And if you call Katie at 720-630-3111 and mentioned you heard this on The Common Sense Show, she'll give you a 20% discount on all orders. So once again, first you go to the website, FamilyEssentialShop.com, and then call Katie, 720-630-3111. You order from one of her many fine products, and she'll give you a 20% discount for simply saying you heard this on The Common Sense Show. Rejoining Steve Quayle. Steve, I know you've written a new book, but before we go there, Annie kind of threw a softball at me here, caught me off really off guard with this. Steve, do you think it's possible and we've talked about it on the show, that the globalists, if they're not successful with the first wave of the takeover, you know, martial law, knock America down, Third World War, complete destruction, usher in transhumanism after the fact, all that blueprint we know that's there. If they're not successful at first, do you think that they'll invoke Operation Bluebeam and fake an alien invasion?
Well, I have a little different take. I remember being one of the first guys on talk radio. Again, I sound like an old guy when I say this, 20 years ago, with Norio Hayakawa talking about Project Bluebeam. I think that what is going to be astonishing to most people is the degree of deception that's going to be present. I would say this, Dave, that they would like to use that with the presence of Christians gone. I mean, again, look, if you, I hope I'm communicating. Am I getting this across? Imagine there's a group of people that are plotting to destroy every man, woman, and child in this country who's a Christian. You say it'll never happen here. Then imagine that group is funded by the global elite as a terrorist organization under their thumb. And imagine that that fails in any degree, and it will only fail to the degree that they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. When we talk about the ten kings of the, you know, standard biblical dispensationalism, but which, by the way, I don't buy and I don't teach it, and I can say this, that it puts in everything in it. And I see in my Bible that the end times isn't just, quote, metaphors in the book of Revelation, but literal events coming. So what I'm saying in all this is that the reason real history, and I'm going to answer your question, I'm going to stay linear for a moment, the reason real history, the giants being covered up, the stuff I'm going to talk about for a few minutes with you on fairies, little creatures, brownies, elves, dwarfs, and when I'm talking about little creatures, I'm not talking about little people. I'm talking about little creatures such as Pedro the Mountain Mummy, the Neri Pan of Thailand. I'm talking about the people that that whether you believe or not, people believe, excuse me, this stuff, and it rules history. As a matter of fact, some of the scientific elite up in the early 1900s believe in fairies, sprites, brownies. They believe in all these. And for most people, when I tell them this, if you understood the basis of Grimm's fairy tales, you'd understand the word Grimm. Now, Grimm's fairy tales was spelled G-R-I-M-M, two brothers. But the point being is that Snow White was not benevolent. Rapunzel is not just a cute little kid's story. There's always the invocation and the stealing of human children. Huh, that sounds like the alien phenomenon. And let me share this. One of the most amazing things, and I believe this is literally the time to bring this stuff out, meaning when I wrote this, I say stuff like, and I better just keep my mouth shut, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm done with books, and then the Lord said, no, you're not. God be between me and every fairy, every ill wish, and every druidry. Today is Thursday on sea and land. Not the seed of Adam are we, nor is Abraham our father, but of the seed of the proud angel driven forth from heaven. So, you know, I don't understand how it all works. I can only share what the Lord has given to me, but I can tell you this. The book Little Creatures, The Gates of Hell Are Opening, Fact Not Fiction, even as I was writing about that, people were sending me stories about this movie star, that movie star, having sex with demons. Obviously, if it's a female and she's having sex with a demon, it's an incubus. If it's a male, it's succubus. I'm talking about Christians terrified, okay? So how is it now that all this supernatural evil is so present in the world? Well, it's simple. The gates of hell have been opened. A gate is something that basically either keeps something out of, or excuse me, it either allows something through or keeps something from coming to the other side. And what's astonishing to me, I can track this stuff. Now, having written 12 books over 25 years, I can say I got a fair grasp at it. My critics can take me on. Most of them haven't written anything. One guy was busting my you-know-whats because I said I had 10,000 footnotes. Well, actually, it was more than that. But because, it's astonishing. People will listen to nameless trolls on the Internet, but they won't go and read even the least source material. And there are professionals. Dave, you know this. You know all the problems you've had. We know all the problems I've had. We know all the problems that others have had staying on the air, being interrupted, your computers mess with, you know, people screwing around with your physical location, or in my case, putting my wife's picture up on the internet and the house I live in, trying to, you know, basically embarrass me. Well, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed because God has blessed me. I've been at this a long time, and would people listen to me if I didn't even practice what I preach? And if I can benefit by practicing what I preach, and can't they? It's amazing. You know, I said on, I think, a radio show with Doug Hagman, I know I said, I was really bummed about a lot of this stuff, and I said, Lord, what is going on? And a sister sent me an email, and she said, Steve, and I didn't ask her to send me an email. She said, I was praying to God, and she answered it for me. She said, I was going out and listening to some of the people that absolutely hate you, and the Lord spoke to my heart, Steve, and he said, it's jealousy and envy. And here's what the sister said. It's the same spirit that Cain slew Abel with. Here's where we're at, Dave. People say, if I can't have what you have, Dave Hodges, the ministry, the position, whatever reason the devil puts in their mind, they want to destroy. Now, I'm telling you this. I'm not a pacifist. They want to come around and scope my house out. They better be prepared for war, because in Montana, we do have different laws. They want to come by the store, in my store, I have a physical store, and cause trouble, bring it on. I'm not a tough guy. But the thing is I'm telling people that when you see, Doug Hagman told me that they published Doug's address on one of the warring websites of an artificial person who was slandering him, slandering me. The guy used his fake name. Doug did his due diligence. We came out with a collective response, and now Doug's got people driving by with out-of-state license plates. Well, some of us take it serious. Until someone's been threatened to be murdered, until you're, you know, basically living in that realm, I would encourage you to quit listening to them and start praying more. And I'll tell you this. That you, Dave Hodges, and I know you're back on, you share it with me, you're not going to sit back and let someone hurt your family. And if someone claims to be a Christian, is holding you out or putting your family members out there to be hurt, I'm telling you what, they are an enemy of Jesus Christ, and the Lord God of heaven rebuke them, and as God is my witness, they better be faster out of the leather. That's not a threat. It's an awareness. The cops, I've tried to warn the police, I've tried to warn the Border Patrol, I've tried to warn the veterans. I got an email from a veteran about a year ago. Quit saying that stuff, Steve. You make it hard on us all. And lo and behold, I was telling him, they're under surveillance, those phone calls are checking on you. Who is the most dangerous man in America or woman? A veteran. Why? Because they have war-making skills. Why do you have to disarm them? Oh, you disarm them because they might present a problem to tyranny, because these guys take their oath of office serious. So what I'm saying, Dave, is this. The war is on. I would encourage everyone to understand there are two manifestations of the war. On the left hand, it's the physical. It's everything. The attack on taxes, all of the policies that are designed to rob you. It's the atmosphere. It's the chemtrailing. People don't believe that. I deal with Christians that don't believe that. And I finally figured out, and thank God Romy said this. He said, Steve, what makes you think they're Christians? They tell you what they don't believe. They never tell you what they do believe. And so it's this, or my favorite is, God will take care of it all. Do you go to the dentist when you have a broken tooth or need a filling? Yes. Do you go to a doctor when you're 104 if you need it? Do you do this? Well, yes. I said, then don't tell me that God didn't give you basically the ability to make choices. God always says, you do what you can do and believe me for the impossible. Back to my book, Little Creatures. Little Creatures blew my mind. Obviously, having spent decades on giants, and we're gonna break some amazing news on Doug's show on Wednesday night. I encourage everybody to listen to it, because I'm telling you, it's mind blowing. We're going to bring this together. I'll even share the most amazing vision I had. I was in the shower. I won't tell the vision now. I was in the shower. I was madder than it's a good thing I was in the shower, Dave, because I wouldn't have needed a steam bath over all these trolls, all these devils, all these foul, unclean spirits coming against me and Doug and the people I love, my family. I wouldn't have need. I was in there steaming, and God broke into my thoughts on a completely different thought pattern and said, "This is what I want you to deal with now." Well, I said, "Lord, don't you see how angry I am?" He didn't answer me. He just told me where he wants me to go. Needless to say, I stayed in that shower a long time. That's a true story. It's not a metaphor. It's not an embellishment. Saying all that, he who controls the past can manipulate the future. You were asking me about Project Bluebeam. Obviously, everybody who's ever had a high school or college experiment where a laser beam is in the room and they put chalk particles, Dave, into, you know, the path of laser beams so you can actually see the beam of light, the coherent beam of light. Laser stands for light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. And the point being is that you have this dust. Well, with all the chemtrail dust being aluminum and all of the different barium and all of the different material data safety sheet poisons, they will be able to pull off a multi-pronged holographic deception unlike any other. We've seen it, you know, just in its infancy form. It's now so realistic. A friend of mine said, unless you have the ability to interrupt the beam signal, you will, and this guy lives in the world of spooks, he said, you will absolutely swear what you are seeing is real. Do you remember the story about the Chinese city that just seemingly appeared out of nowhere and people who took photographs of? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it well.
Well,
same technology. Steve, I think they're going to do it if the first plan doesn't work. That's my belief.
Yeah, I think it's going to be integrated into the first. Look, even deception, they will have to destroy all vestiges of even remaining religious or godly thought, okay? And, Dave, it doesn't matter. Either way, they're going to do it. The timing, I don't know. You're probably right, but here's what I'm saying. Concurrent with all the technology is the book of Revelation. Woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for your adversary, the devil, has come down amongst you, having great wrath, for he knows his time is short, okay? And the point that I'm trying to make is you're going to be dealing with the technology of the fallen ones who basically rule the world from behind the scenes. You know, I got news for people. The fallen angels, the ones that were kept in everlasting chains of darkness, were the first 200. Genesis 6 says there were giants in those days and after those days. And that means before the flood and after the flood. And for the record, and I argue with all the other authors out there, some very famous guys, and I don't see eye to eye on this, but the word Nephilim, which is translated giants, is only used two times in the Old Testament. One is in Genesis 6, the other is in Numbers 13. I said, and this just, you know, all of a sudden was a light going on. Once before the flood and after the flood. Obviously, King David was fighting Goliath. Goliath had his brothers. Og was a king of Bashan. The point being is those were after the flood. These are not the sons of Seth and the sons of Cain. That's just absolutely canine, you know, as in doggish thought processes. But the point is that now we're dealing with incubus and succubus. By the way, Psalm 91, when it talks about you won't be afraid of the terror that comes by night, they're talking about Lilith the night hag. In the desert Bedouin world, they literally had a seductress who would show up and then literally engage a man in sexual intercourse, and then her true nature would be revealed, and she was a night hag, and she would literally eat the man alive in the act of you know, sex. So people say, well, why do you talk about that stuff? Because people don't know what the scriptures are saying. It's not just defining a visible enemy, but it's telling you you can have victory over the invisible, and the invisible affects the visible. And now we're dealing with the invisible becoming real. I said that when the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the power of his redemption, when the pulpits rang out with truth, when men of God were preaching their heart out to convict sinners that they needed to repent, to come to Jesus so they don't go to hell, the bottom line is this stuff was held back. But as the gospel faded, as the people of God tried to be friends with the world, as the people of God tried to accommodate the world, as they tried to take strange fire from the altar and offer it up as holy, as people like Rick Warren, a purpose-driven church, my answer to that is, yeah, right over the cliff. As people like Joel Osteen, all these people, look, they can be the finest motivational preachers in the world, but they're not biblical. And the deception is so great. Now throw into this people having sex with fallen angels, people having sex with demons. And by the way, in my book, Little Creatures, it goes so far beyond what you're going to see in it, and it's only available on my website, stevequayle.com. And I can tell you this, the response is Bob Ulrich said, Steve, this is a classic piece of work. Bob's read probably more books than anybody I know, Prophecy in the News. But what I've tried to do, and I believe this is where I have succeeded in obeying the Lord, is taking the puzzle pieces of antiquity, taking the strange things that don't fit, taking the X-Files, I used to call my radio program the Q-Files, and giving an answer to every man, what's going on. It's because the church, the body of believers, won't deal with this. All you have to do is listen to Tom Horn and hear where the Catholic Church is on coming from getting ready for an alien savior. And by the way, that's indisputable. He quotes the specific cosmologists, the astronomers, the astrophysicists, the astrobiologists, and all of the, I would say, some of the smartest scientific minds in the world.
Steve, the Pope has come out and said this.
Absolutely.
The Black Pope, I should say.
Yep.
But this Pope, he's no more a Christian than my dog. But he's come out, and that's why I asked you about Bluebeam, because some of the comments that he's made speak specifically to the intention to use this plan, in my opinion.
Of course, and you know, let me share this. Tom Horn and Chris Putnam were just in Arizona. Tim Alberino and a crew went to Europe about a week ago, 10 days ago, I guess. They just got back. Tim's going to be sharing his experience. We're getting ready to launch probably one of the most amazing expeditions into South America. We're not going after the bones of the giants. We're going after the giants that still exist. Remember, Dave, you probably heard on Coast to Coast, I don't know if you did, but I actually had the pilot on Coast to Coast in 2005 that flew a dead giant who had been killed out of Afghanistan.
Right.
Well, the point is that there are live giants. And so when Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so would it be coming, people say to me, well, why? This is not relevant to salvation. Oh, yes, it is relevant to salvation. And so the point that I'm trying to make is this, is that I'm transitioning, and I thank you for letting me come on tonight. You know, the thing that's interesting is that I believe this. We're going to be so overwhelmed, sensory, meaning our eyes, ears, what we see, what we hear. We're going to be so overwhelmed in so many realms that the only thing I can promise people is the same thing that I have to remind myself of daily as a Christian. At the times I am afraid, I trust in thee, Lord. David quoted that. King David was no pushover, i.e. the lion, the bear, and Goliath. But even he had to feign being crazy when he was captured. And nobody wants a crazy man around. So the point being is that we're going to encounter things that are simply off the charts. And what I'm saying to everyone, fairy tales are not, cute little children's stories. They give a foundation that's so occult. And now the reports coming in from all over the world, Dave, of people having encounters, either in the night with incubus, succubus, encountering fairies, encountering trolls, gnomes. BBC carried a story on them. London Daily Mail carried a story. And I would say this, if this is not the time of the end, there has been no time I can define, identify in history that fits it other than the time we live in. Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. Look, Bluebeam is a technology. And the fact is that every form of technology that can be will be used. And anything that's based on deception is ultimately put forth to destroy. And that's how late it is in the game. So please go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. Click on the little creatures. It's an amazing book. If you want to know about our Genesis 6 expedition, you want to get involved in a way that you can maybe make a lasting impression. What Genesis 6 expedition is, it's over on the right-hand side of my website. You can see me and Tim talking about what we're up to. Again, please tune in to Hagman and Hagman Wednesday night, because I think your mind's going to be blown. I thought I knew a lot. Tim came back. Darren came back. Anna came back. These are the team that went over there, and we had probably the most earth-shattering revelations that believe it or not, we're in the middle of the Aegean, or they were, and now the doorway, pun intended, a stargate opening into South America in the clouds of Peru where the live giants are. I'm telling you, they're coming back. And that's why we're trying to define everything. Go to the book of Joel. The army in the book of Joel, they run on the city and the walls. That's not normal people, ladies and gentlemen. That's the great army of the Lord prepared for the end days. And the powers of darkness are trying to harness every alien technology and everything in history to come against the people of God. And that's why Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail. That's why Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's why Jesus is the only one that can make the difference in everyone's life. And I'm so grateful to be a recipient of his grace. And I share that grace with everyone. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Because, Dave, I'm not guaranteed of tomorrow. Last night until 3 in the morning, I thought it was over just because of all the data coming in. Thank God he gave us another moment of mercy. But the time comes when you, Dave Hodges, have shared your last radio show, when I, Steve Quayle, when you've written the last essay, the last article, I've written the last essay and article, and then everyone is left with either their acceptance, they're taking the advice, and in the next hour, you know, please, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of the food situation. As Bob could tell you at Ready Made Resources, if 100 people panicked at once, it'd be hard to get them food. Understand that tactically the most single important thing anybody can have in their bug-out bags is night vision. They can see in the dark. You can't. If you can't see in the dark, you're toast. When I wrote a book, Dave, years ago.
Sorry, we're out of time, my friend. You've got my head spinning, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to want to listen to these archives to get their mind wrapped around the breadth of topics we covered. Steve, you're always a blessing when you come on the show. We hope to do it again soon. Thanks so much for joining us, my friend. And I've got a list of how to order your book up on my website as well. But thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Dave. God bless. Get well. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle, and we'll be back with Katie and the health report, and he brought up Bob Griswold, his products. We're going to talk about those when we come back, and Annie will be joining us with the news. Stay tuned. We'll see you in hour number 3.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to alkavision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.